Fellow literary friends, I brought you here together because I believe our dear friend Poe is in trouble, and we are the only ones in a position to help. Please be seated. When the world is unforgiving, when a life's not worth the living, there's a lost sheep to be rescued, and a way must be found. Let us treat him like a brother, let us love him like a mother. He can trust us, we're his good friends, and we'll never ever let him down. We must share our confession of his every transgression, lest some slight indiscretion should tarnish his crown. To procure his redemption for his good and protection, you can tell me I'm his good friend, and I'll never ever let him down.
To procure his redemption for his good.
Blind to his faults to a degree, no one more tolerant, no better friends than we.
Let us treat him like a brother, let us love him like a mother. He can trust us, we his good friends, and we'll never ever let him down.
Anger,
anger, anger,
envy,
envy, envy, envy,
malice,
malice, malice,
poison,
poison, poison,
poison,
stab, stab, stab,
rotten bastard,
rotten, spread it.
Of which we can agree: alcoholic, plagiaristic, vitriolic, narcissistic, diabolic, syphilitic, but we mustn't spread it round. Necrophilic, psychopathic, schizophrenic, pornographic, but don't quote me, I'm his best friend, and I'll never ever let him down.
Necrophilic, psychopathic, schizophrenic, pornographic, we must help.
Griswold, I've decided you're right. You should be my literary executor.
Me?
Him?
How exciting.
How delightful.
How rewarding.
How insightful.
There's a sense of jubilation, and the feeling is profound. Such perfection to admire, no opinion could be higher.
You can trust him, he's your best friend, and he'll never ever let you down.
You can trust me, I'm your best friend, and I'll never ever let you down.